This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. EB just noticed, I had noticed it, a photo of our friend Pete Medhurst with Diana Rossini that's made its way into our studio.
Yeah, who put that up?
I did.
Just to remember Pete?
I was just going through my emails yesterday,
and I saw the pic,
and it humored me. So
yeah,
love Pete. I
like
Pete's smirk.
Good addition.
It's such a random photo that I thought it would be funny just to throw up there for
it's
a few days.
Be 10, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yesterday, I gave you guys the update that I had to take my mom bra shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few friends that listened to that, and they got a kick out of it. Well, one of my buddies texted me. That was a nice bit. You said, "I said that wasn't a bit, buddy." That's real life. That's real life, yeah. Homie. Thank God. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air or not, but my youngest was home for spring break. She's home for spring break.
Okay, good.
Now, she was going to do some volunteer stuff because she has service hours, you know, that you have to do. But there was a window there where I thought, I'm just going to bring Kate. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I bring Kate?
Sure.
And then that way, she can wheel her around. I don't have to stand behind her in a walker. She could go into the dressing room with her, and it was a lifesaver, Cakes. She went through, it was kind of, you know, it's still awkward because you're going around and, now they were mostly handling the bra stuff,
mm-hmm. Good.
But she also had some other things she wanted. She wanted like some pants, she wanted like another hat.
Did you wind up going to Nordstrom or Marshall's?
Well, I went to Marshall's first.
Okay.
All right. And then I was going to go to Nordstrom and talk to Miss Anna.
Right.
But thank God, my daughter's a saint. She pushed her around. My mom grabbed a fistful of bras, and they went in a little. It's not quite a wheelchair, but it's something you sit in that you can push a person.
Yeah,
and pushed her into the dressing room, and my mom disrobed from basically her wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter just kept giving her different bras to try on.
Perfect. Everybody wins.
My mother, so horrified by it, though, she kept apologizing to Kate, and she literally said, this is a quote, "I hope I didn't scar you by what you saw," because when you get to be 88,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot different than what you think.
Right.
But worked out, got three bras, Cakes.
Okay, so
my,
good.
My mom's
She's
boobs,
set.
My mom's boobs are in good stead.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know.
Just so you
know. Pickle's taken care of.
My mom's boobs are good. They're locked in.
Nice and perky.
They're locked in. But
what's that cleavage look like?
That would it just proves like I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Jason, that's not funny.
I wouldn't have been able to even do that trip.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
You got saved.
I got saved by spring break.
Your daughter is Logan Thompson.
She saved me.
Logan Thompson. Chucky Lindgren.
She saved me.
Did we mention the new contract?
Chicky?
The 8-year contract.
We did not mention it yet, but that's quite a score for him.
It's
good
crazy.
For him.
They're giving out a ton of dough.
Long term too.
Right.
8 years.
Hey.
$9 million per.
They know they got a legit squad, man.
Right. I mean, you have a talent like that. You lock him down.
So the defenseman gets an 8-year, $72 million extension.
Let's clap that up too. Let's give Chicky a nice round of applause. Good for him. Good for the Caps.
Apparently, the boys played a little prank on him yesterday.
It's a good prank, too.
Did you hear what they did to him?
So he was
skating. He's on the ice, and he feels something hit him in the back of the head. $100 bill.
They taped it to his practice jersey. Pretty good bit.
Nice.
Those hockey-playing pranksters. I like it.
So who are the guys that they've kind of locked up for the next 3-4 years? Obviously, both goalies.
Logan Thompson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chucky Lindgren got his extension, like 3 years, $9 million.
Right.
Chicky gets 8 years at $9 million per.
I mean, and a couple years ago, they re-upped Willie, so he should be fine.
Willie's he's locked in for
Carlson,
the next few years.
Does he still have another year or two left?
Carlson has, I think, at least one or two, maybe even 3 years on his deal. Because he signed, I think his deal was like 8 years, $64 million when he got re-inked. He might have like 3 or 4 years on his deal. I'd have to look it up. But they do a good job of when they like the talent and find it, they lock it in. They did the same thing. I think their best signing was Protas because they got a deal done with him before this season started, and now he's a 30-goal scorer, you know, as a 21-year-old.
They've got so many surprises.
So
they pushed all the right buttons.
Front office, tip your cap to them. They're doing some good work over there.
Are they still paying Backe and Oshie?
Yeah, because they're on long-term IR. I don't know how long their contracts run, but as long as they're on the LTIR, they still get paid.
Mm. So they'll come off the books eventually and make it a little easier for them.
But they also get salary cap relief for those guys.
I understand
guys,
that for the cap. I'm just saying financially.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they need the millions. But you know, props to Chris Patrick, the GM.
Yep, he's killing
it. Gets it done. He said, Jacob's a proven dynamic defenseman. So add him to the mix. Yeah, and I think yesterday when I was reading about it, they basically have got 5 defensemen locked up for at least 2 years.
Right.
I'm seeing here Carlson has 1 year left.
So he's toward the end of
this year and next year.
He's a UFA in 26.
Well, this year's practically over.
Yeah. I
mean, right, but I'm just saying that they're not scrambling for next season.
No. Next year he's locked up.
And Ovi has one more.
Yes.
The guy they're going to have to take care of next, Mikey. Connor McMichael. He's putting together a banner year too. 54 points. He's got 25 goals.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next guy.
He's making $2 million, 2.1. Yeah, that's going up.
That's the next guy they're going to have to get locked in.
So Ovi's goal, that made it 2-2. It was about 4 minutes left, I think, in the third, something
correct.
Like that.
Yeah, like 4:10 or so left.
They were able to hold on. You know, it sucks.
They get a point.
Overtime loss. But Carb shouldn't be too bitter about that.
You get a point against one of the other best teams in the league, beside yourself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, that could have been a Stanley Cup
preview.
Yeah.
Right.
Long
way to go, but yes.
Then to overtime both times with the Jets. In both games.
I mean, they've got a combined 205 points, something like that.
Yep.
I mean, they're killing it in their respective conferences.
All right, guys, the phones are still lighting up. People want to talk about Willard. JP, where are we on the poll? Didn't you put out a poll on him?
I did, our Surfside poll of the day. I also posted a picture of the Ovi tracker, which we have to thank the Washington Capitals. Once again, we have a digital Ovi tracker in studio. I just put the picture on our Instagram. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. All right, poll of the day. It looks like 62% right now believe he's leaving.
I'm telling you.
Wow, that's
62% say he's going to leave. I voted he will stay. You can vote at Junks Radio. But hey, maybe I'm a sucker. I listened to the interview on Kevin Sheehan. He said he overslept, missed our interview, talked to Sheehan. He didn't skirt the questions. He did say, as of right now, I'm staying at Maryland.
I wish I could oversleep. The alarm goes off. I just spring out of bed.
If he does stay, man, he maximized his leverage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's using every ounce
of it. He's using the hammer.
To even publicly say it that way. Like, he's
lucky he won that last game.
Look, he knows he's got the clout, and he's not afraid to use it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
So if you're calling somebody in the portal, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to replace Derek Queen, presumably, who's going to go to the NBA. He's got to replace Juju Reese. He's got to replace Miguel. So he needs two big guys, and he needs a sniper.
Right.
Assuming that Gillespie and Rice are coming back.
Well, you just got to give them a little bit of pay bump to stay.
Right.
Because, you know, they're going to go back to Willard and say, look, I mean, I could enter the portal.
I would think Deshaun Harris Smith's probably going to the portal.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's another scholarship.
He could go to the portal because he took 1 3-pointer in the last game and it was an air ball.
Like, yeah, I mean,
that's fine.
He's been a disappointment.
A highly hyped recruit, but he's had to basically ride the pine and be a defensive specialist for this team.
Correct.
That's basically what he does.
He went from playing 35 minutes a game to 10, 12.
Did you see any silly bigs in the ivy that they can pluck? Need a big.
There aren't. I mean, the one big went to Michigan. Not really. You know,
I'd be shooting higher than
the land of giants.
Willard, I'd be shooting higher than the ivies.
Yeah, but there might be one.
There might be a few diamonds in the rough.
That's what you need to pluck.
No, I think some of those guys,
mid-major.
Those guys will move on, especially if they get fifth years. Those guys are going to definitely continue to play, the top players. But yeah, you know, it's a mid-major league for sure. Let's go to Tim. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hi, good morning, Junkies. I have a question about the NIL with Maryland's budget for this past year, 24-25. Do we know where Maryland kind of ranks in devoting money to basketball? I mean, I understand Kevin Willard, I believe he will stay, but I understand, you know, he needs to get some idea of what the budget might be. But do we know now where Maryland stands among these schools? Is it?
We don't know for sure.
We don't know where they rank compared to Kentucky and, you know, Florida and Duke. No, we don't know where
they rank. Their estimated budget was around $3 million I'm reading.
It's too low.
Yeah, it needs to be higher.
Oh, okay.
It needs to basically double.
I just want to say, you know, Maryland is a big university, and it's well-respected academically and so forth. I think they actually could handle football and basketball. I understand that they have come along as a basketball school because the football really has not been, a top tier team for a very long time. But I think, you know, Kevin will stay. I think, you know, the NIL situation, we just have to see how it works out. I don't know where it's all going, but.
Let me ask you something. If you were in his spot, why would you stay? Let's assume Villanova's going to offer the same amount of money.
Sure.
Or maybe even they dangle an extra $500,000 or $1 million a year or something. Whatever. It's a rounding error to them, but just a little more. Go to Villanova where you're the top dog unquestioned. You're not replacing a legend. That's already been done.
Then why wouldn't he have already announced it?
I would say, certainly.
Maryland, maximizing his leverage.
Maryland,
I don't know.
He should have already announced it if he was going to take. If he definitely was taking the Villanova job.
Because he's still playing. I don't know.
Well, Will Wade was playing, and everyone knew he was
right.
Gone.
It's McNeese.
You got to take advantage of these kids who are jumping in the portal. You want to make sure they know who the coach is going to be at that school.
Man, I don't know what he's saying to kids. I don't know what he's saying to them. Go ahead.
If Maryland can lay out a plan with Kevin Willard, that this is the way it's going to be. That's why he would stay. We don't know those numbers. We just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's probably, and that's what he said to Kevin Sheehan.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
He said, I got to make sure it's in the contract right. that we know how much money's being devoted to basketball, as opposed to saying, "All right, we'll take care
like,
of you."
I'm sure he wants a raise too. Yeah. Like, but I think,
of course,
I think for him, the priority is making sure that NIL money is right going forward.
Yeah,
now, he'll get the raise.
Now, like, if it's not, and Villanova says we'll pay that,
right?
Okay, then, it's a different story.
Then that could change his mind, make him pack his bags and go. Mm.
But they've got to make decisions ASAP. Both schools.
I think his salary this year, as I looked it up yesterday. It ranked around like 18th or something like that mm-hmm. for college basketball coaches.
It's pretty good.
It was about $4 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
It's good money. But he could easily, I would think he'd come close to at least six, yeah. if not double.
I think he's going
to
be looking for that $6.5-7 million range.
Now, you'd be shocked because some guys like Izzo are only making like six. Now, Izzo's been around forever. You'd probably give him a little bit of a discount. But some guys, the top guys, are making 8 or 9. Maryland said they'd make him top 10. That puts him in the over 5 range.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to know
that's a pretty solid
what Bruce Pearl's making, salary. What Calipari's making.
You could look yeah. all that up. It's there. They're making more.
But yeah. I think Cakes is right.
I'm sure they are.
I don't think – I'm kind of taking him at his word, and maybe I'm a sucker. I don't think it's about him getting more salary, which I'm sure he'll welcome. I think it's about him
for sure.
having the assurances that he can get the most money so that when he makes these calls, which he already was doing on Monday, for guys in the portal, and he's calling some guy from Kansas State, or he's calling some dude who's playing at Pepperdine, or whatever school you want to go, and he says, hey, I want you to come to Maryland, and they say 1.4, and he needs to jump it to 1.5, he wants that money.
Correct.
$3 million ain't gonna cut.
Here's your list of highest paid coaches. Bill Self's making 8.8. Calipari's making 8 at Arkansas. Dan mm-hmm. Hurley's making $7.25 million at UConn. Izzo's making 6.2. Mick Cronin at UCLA is making 6. And Bruce Pearl's just a tad shy of $6 million.
Right.
He's like 5.9.
See, they can't pay him more than Dan Hurley won 2 national titles, but they could probably
pay him
6.
You can pay him 6 million.
Six.
And just say, look, you're amongst the top
$2 million
7 or 8 in pay. And we'll give you $6-6.5 million for NIL instead of 3.
Do we yep. know where Sign Willard that lives? With the quickness. Does he live in Potomac? Does he live in University Park? It's Potomac, you think?
I thought know. I saw that he lived in Potomac, but yeah. I could be wrong.
Turge lived right near you.
He lived in Kensington, yeah.
He's still there.
I think.
He is.
I know his wife loved it.
Whatever happened to that wacky house he used to talk about? It was like a different color. Didn't a Nationals player
yeah,
live there?
Yeah, a reliever. They remember? He was a guy.
What's that dude's
he
name?
He was from the Dominican or whatever. Like
he
10
lived
years
where?
Ago. He lived in my
Your
neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, big. It was like a big yeah. pink house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like silly. Francisco or
silly
something.
Silly song.
Oh, that's a good song. John Cougar. That's a great song. You need to play that when we come back.
Dude, I keep.
It's a smash from the 80s.
I keep hearing the Chapel Roan song, too, by the way.
Pink Pony Club?
Yeah, it's still so
it's
catchy.
It's very catchy.
Still,
so
still
Richmond
got
John's
me.
Cover.
I think she was on Call Her Daddy.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was she?
Oh, there's some quotes.
Oh, I might have to get that. Yeah, what was the name of that reliever? Who's about 10 years or so ago. He was when they weren't that they were kind of good. It was maybe in that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Post Storin,
was it something like Soriano or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember you talking about a house.
Soriano or whatever.
Maybe you saw him on the porch or something like that.
You
know, he had a pink house.
You would see it. It was like a renovated.
Right.
It was like a weird house.
Have you ever seen Turge around town?
Raphael
like bump into
Soriano.
Was it?
Yeah.
Raphael Soriano.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
If he's the pitcher, Raphael doesn't sound
used
like
to play
right
for
name.
The for Drabs Mariners back yeah. in the day.
Hey, maybe that was the guy. There was a lot of relievers.
No, 100%. It was one of those guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't see.
He was in Washington
around.
In 13 or 14,
but I haven't seen him.
You've never bumped into him at the hardware store.
I don't bump into Johnny Holiday much either.
Right.
Turge lives in Kensington, but he also has a house in Dewey, so he. He spends a lot,
spends
of time.
A lot of time there.
Nice. Spends a lot of time down at the beach.
You know what
summer.
I don't see anymore? I thought about him the other day when I was driving down Connecticut. Because I'm on Connecticut Avenue every day.
I know who
day.
You're thinking of.
The question mark
Matthew
guy.
Matthew Lesko.
I used to see him. He used to run on our trail. I'd see him all the time.
What about your walker guy?
Oh, the Moco Walker? Around. He's still around.
We got a couple.
Oh, you still
walkers.
See him?
I've never seen him.
All the time.
Really? He doesn't head to Gaithersburg.
I got a minor leaguer that's like a, he's like an old guy. Walk, he had no idea where he is.
He's just walking aimlessly.
He's walking all the time.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, we got Coach Spencer Carberry from the Washington Capitals joining us at 845 here on the Junkies.